Dr. Drew Ramsey, board-certified psychiatrist, author, leading voice in nutritional psychiatry. Talk to me about that, Dr. Ramsey, nutritional psychiatry.
Well, hey there, everybody. Hello, Chicago. Nutritional psychiatry is the idea that what we eat influences our brain health. I define it as the use of food to optimize brain health and to help prevent and treat mental health concerns.
I think when we see teenagers struggling or anybody struggling when it comes to mental health issues, the first thing we think about is not necessarily food, is it?
No, I think about carbs. I think about mashed potatoes. I think about bagels at night. No, we often think about all the controversies around medication. We think about how hard psychotherapy is. We think about stigma, but we oftentimes don't think about these basics. I call this mental fitness. It's the stuff we've got to do, just like with our physical fitness, to keep our body in tip-top shape. The same thing's true for our brain and our mental health. And what we eat has a huge role in how you feel, your risk of depression, your risk of anxiety, your ability to focus. It's not everything, but boy, it makes a huge difference for all of us.
I think people can make the connection when you ask them how they feel after they overeat on Thanksgiving, and then you kind of sit in a chair and you just don't feel good. And it's not just physically, but there's also a mental component to that as well, where you're just already exhausted.
Yeah, it's not what we need for the holidays. We write and talk a lot about this in nutritional psychiatry. How can we really celebrate all the delicious and healthy food we have and still have it be decadent and delicious? And we can. I tell people, I want you to focus on what we call nutrient density. That means, boy, sweet potatoes, one of our classic holiday foods, that's amazing. Nutrient density means we're getting more nutrients that we need for our mental health and our brain health per calorie, because we're eating the foods that have a lot of nutrition. So those are wild salmon, sardines, anchovies, leafy greens. I have my little rhyme: seafood, greens, nuts and beans, and a little dark chocolate, rainbow celebrations. Don't forget the fermentations. That last part was actually by Northwestern psychiatry professor, a good colleague, Catherine, who is helped me out with that. But those are the food categories that we want people, Catherine Roberts is her name,
Catherine
sorry.
Roberts.
We want people, she's just a great Northwestern prof and helps out over there. The Glenbard GPS Parent Series is amazing, and I'm just so grateful. It's an absolutely free talk tomorrow at noon. And it's when I get to answer questions. I also get to break out my slide deck because, folks, this isn't me, just some random psychiatrist. This is all of the research. We now have 8 or 9 randomized trials saying when we feed our teens and our young adults higher quality nutrition, and there's a more traditional diet, more whole foods, more real stuff, they just do better in terms of their brain health and their mental health. And whether you need medications or therapy or some other treatment, thank goodness those are more accessible than ever. We also know, and it makes sense, those work better when the brain's properly nourished.
Yeah. And so basically everything you said is good for health, heart health, and every other aspect of our well-being. So, of course, it would make sense. It would be good for brain health as well. So the GPS Parent Series happens tomorrow with Dr. Drew Ramsey at noon and at 7. It is open to the public. You can go to gpsparentseries.org, and you can Zoom in. You don't have to be there in person. You can watch online. Doctor, thank you so much for bringing this up and joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much. I hope to see you all at noon and at 7 and learn everything I have to teach and everything the new science tells us about how to heal our mental health using proper nutrition.